Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the past couple of days, I don't remember what it was, but something came up about the wussification. And, yeah, well, we've been talking about this for a long time.
Right.
There is a headline that is just really maybe the peak of the wussification. This involves college students at the University of Utah. This university has a cry closet for stressed out students. So a student built it, but it's built, and I mean, it's the size of like telephone booth closet type thing. It's freestanding, an actual constructed closet with padded floors, padded walls, and stuffed animals, where you walk in, close the door behind you, stuffed animals, you walk in, close the door. It's in the middle of like, it looks like maybe the middle of a student center or something like that. And you get 10 minutes and it's a cry closet. So you can relieve stress from exams. And if you're buried in homework, maybe you just feel down. You go in there, cry a little bit in private. Then you get back to work.
Is this on one of those sites that Brett always flags as BS?
No, it's really not.
Real deal.
And it's, let's see, a safe space for stressed out students, otherwise known as the cry closet. This space is meant to, and this is the sign that hangs inside the closet. This space is meant to provide a place for students studying for finals to take a short 10-minute break. Rules of the closet. 1, knock before enter.
I have news audio if you want it.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm.
Why are they calling it a cry closet if it's just a place to go to de-stress?
Well, that's what they're, for whatever reason, they're saying use the hashtag cry closet. And only one person in the closet at a time. Limit no more than 10 minutes.
Say how long
turn the lights and timer off before you leave.
So banging in the cry closet.
Absolutely. Either banging or whacking it or doing bong hits in it. At some point, sooner than later, there's going to be smoke coming out from the bottom of it.
It's right out in the middle of everything. It's not hidden, so that's difficult to.
I hope that would be the case. Because if this is real and this is legit and people are actually going to. Mm. Why is there only a 10-minute limit?
In case other people want to go in there. That way you don't hog it.
So you're telling me there's going to be a line of people to go cry?
Could be.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Could be somebody waiting. Could be two somebody's waiting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
University of Utah. Here is Brett, go ahead.
The sounds you hear.
I thought it was in 1962.
During finals week, students flip through notes, pore over facts and info.
I took notes and we did that.
Did you? Okay.
As they sum up a semester's worth of work in preparation for their brains to be picked.
We have two tests tomorrow, and then another one on Friday, and then another one next Wednesday.
Oh, no.
With that comes the pressure, stress.
They load us up with finals like you wouldn't believe.
Maybe even the sound of crying and
the need to relieve some stress.
In the middle of Marriott Library. Place to do just that. Escape for a few minutes. Take a breath.
It is called the Cry Closet. It was created by one of our graduating seniors in the College of Fine Arts.
The small pop-up room features a few simple rules. Knock first, only one person at a time. Don't stay longer than 10 minutes.
It's a great place to just come and decompress, and that's really what it's for.
The safe space is creating conversation around campus.
I'd walk by and I say, what is that?
And on social media.
I saw it yesterday on Snapchat.
A buzz about an art project that tackles the issue of stress around finals in an unconventional way.
Who wants to go in there and hug a stuffed animal someone else cried on?
Number one.
Oh, my God.
Number one. They should have named it anything but the cry closet.
Right.
You could have named it the calm closet.
Right.
You could have named it the cool closet. You could have named it the come in and chill closet.
Yeah. The de-stress box.
Right. You know, you could have named it anything, but you named it a cry closet.
Mm.
And now all I could think is people lining up to go in there and bawl their eyes out for 10 minutes. And people, you almost done in there? Are you almost done? I need to get in there. I'm not almost done. I got to cry too, okay? Can you please hurry up and cry? Because I got to cry. And then his line. It's like,
but I'm busy crying. Leave me alone.
I don't care about you crying. I'm crying first. And I'm already
I'm here. Hugging a buddy. Leave me alone.
Jesus Christ.
7.5 minutes to go. Guy who tweeted it. Somebody criticizes him for his tweet because he said, so my school installed a cry closet in the library, LMFAO. What is higher education? First comment, you didn't use a hashtag in capital letters. He comes back, capital letters. I know, okay, I'm sad and upset. I forgot. So they're kind of hammering on it. Is your school a daycare? This is University of Utah. These are the questions people are asking.
Wow.
The world is being run by crybabies. We didn't make our kids less this way.
Here's what I wanted. So it was an art project. It was a kid's art project is what they said in the story.
Yeah.
What did he get? Because I tell you what, that art project kid, you're not part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the problem.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Right.
Listen, Lisa Marie.
Where are you, Don Corleone?
Lisa Marie on Twitter. It wasn't fun. Have you been to college lately? When was the last time you had to study for five exams when those five exams fall between the same 2 days? When was the last time you took three finals in one day? It isn't effing easy. So, yeah, sometimes we cry.
1994, as a matter of fact.
Daisy, you got to deal with that pressure.
Into 1995. That's when I took multiple finals in one day.
Mm.
Yeah. No, and you know, usually you have no idea how many finals. Yeah, if you're taking five classes, 15 credits, you get five finals.
I mean, we all did, right? In my head, I'm thinking maybe there's something different about the finals, or maybe it's somehow different because we all had a crap ton of finals, no sleep, lots of studying.
How is University of Utah different than any other university? It's just finals. I mean, right. I see it with Court and Cal. They got very stressed during their finals week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They didn't sleep a lot of nights.
Listen, I said to Raj this morning, and this is before, I didn't know about this one this morning. He just, I guess, brought it in now. I find myself shaking my head more and more every day.
Well, no. I mean, let them have their cry closet. I just don't see.
No.
I mean, if that's what they.
That's not real life.
But it's almost like they have.
When are you ever going to get to real life if it's not college? College already is a dream to be in some cases, but you got to have a dose of real life.
I don't know, man. You look at, like, Google and stuff where they have, like, nap pods, and, I mean, it's not the same way it was.
I understand that, but do you know what? And until you get people of the same age, you know, or same age group and thought process running those companies, because I'm telling you now, you come out of college and you go on your job interview, and the boss, Guy Harding, says, do you have any questions? He's like, nah, man, everything sounds great. It would be like a dream to work here. Just, where's your cry closet? The Guy Harding is like, oh, come follow me. It's right by the door.
That's what I'm saying.
And don't come back.
That's right outside the front door.
You know, like, it's the.
You don't like it.
And, well, so, no, what I don't like is the fact that it just keeps continually, but they're pushing the envelope further and further.
It's going to continue, though.
Crazy town.
So what's the difference between this and a study room?
It's not called a cry room.
It's not a place.
So call
study
it what you want.
That's what I said. They should have called this thing anything else.
But it's padded floors and ceilings. It has stuffed animals in it. What else? It doesn't matter what you call it. Look inside. Aw.
Stuffed animals.
Eh.
That's sweet. Listen, it doesn't.
I'm offering.
These are seniors. They have a year from a job.
If Let's anybody go. From the University of Utah is listening, I am offering you $1,000 to be the first one to whack it in there.
I want someone to bang in there. I want it to be. Yeah. I want it to happen. I want it to come out and, like, people shun them for, you know.
Right.
Banging in the car.
Yeah, the girl's crying, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of cry. Entirely.
It's actually a confessional she's praying.
Right. I mean, you know, it's like.
Why does it irritate you so much, though? It just irritates me.
My thing is, why
do the adults at the college, like,
allowing
the,
this?
The, like, professors, the administrators, like, what are you doing?
Let them be. Like, am I going to go?
Let them be. Teach them. Guide them. They clearly need guidance.
You know what it is, Raj? The people running the schools now, they're just padding pensions at this point. They're just shaking their heads. They can't believe. They can't believe what they're seeing every day.
They don't want the trouble.
They're just counting down the day. They max out a pension.
Yep.
And that's the end of it.
Absolutely.
It's gotta be.
Didn't we talk about crayons, and they had a coloring book situation at some point, and then they have a crying room. So.
That was years ago. So we went from having coloring room things where and that was during the election.
Suddenly, study dogs
University
during finals are week is not so bad.
University of Michigan. I want, there's nothing more. I would love to get a list of these stories that we've done, these kind of stories, these wussification stories, right? And I want to grab a World War II veteran. And I want to.
Oh, the poor guy.
I want to sit with them. And I'm like, let me run these things past you. You fought for this country in one of the craziest times our country has ever seen. You risked your life. You lost friends. I just, what you fought for was the United States of America. Let me just go through a couple of these stories with you, and let me just get your opinion. Or better yet, let's go do another one of those. Roger and I, years ago, I think we talked about it here, we did a thing called Honor Flight. Everybody gets assigned a World War II veteran. We get on a flight. They fly you to D.C. Mm-hmm. We go to D.C. We take them to the World War II Memorial. We take them to the Iwo Jima Memorial. And
that's a life experience right there.
And then we went to the Old Country Buffet. Anyway, I would love
all
to,
we could eat. It was great.
Give me my veteran, right? And let me read these headlines to him and brief synopsis of the stories.
You won't get it.
Yeah,
and
but
watch me have to jump in front of him as he goes to leap to open the airplane door in mid-flight.
JP, no. You're comparing apples and oranges. It's because...
You're out of your mind.
No, listen.
Oh, there goes George.
There he is. He just jumped.
Veteran number one,
like
George.
It's not like that anymore.
Am I still wrong?
Don't you want your kids to have an easier, better life than you? So kids don't have to go to war now.
No.
They shouldn't be looked down upon. They want to educate themselves and be better.
I would be happy if they didn't go to war, but I don't want them to have an easier padded life. I want them to maybe have a couple benefits I didn't have, but I want them to have no idea what real life is. You have to know what real life is, or you're not going to get there.
Their real life is in 2018 is different. Take a shot. Is different than your real life when you were in college. It's just different.
We know that.
And it doesn't mean it's bad or that they're their wussification or anything. It just means that their reality, they don't have to worry about going off to war.
If you're a 20-year-old kid, 21-year-old kid, and you need to go into a closet and cry because of finals week, you are a pussy.
In the middle of the library.
You are a pussy.
I mean, listen, I'm not going in the cry closet.
Sorry.
I'll suck it up myself. But not everybody's built like us. There are some people who need that. And do you want them to suffer?
We didn't have the option. Don't give them the option, and they're not going to cry in a closet.
They'll be crying in the study room.
Go to your dorm room and cry. Nobody knows about it.
Right. Maybe they'll go in the bathroom stall, and it takes 2 minutes.
Instead so hide your shame is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. Now you get it.
Hide your shame.
Dig it down. You stamp it down in the bottom of with a broomstick handle. Get down.
Remember so when
I will not embarrass myself in public.
Remember when Daffy Duck found all the gold, and I forgot who else was in there, and I think Bugs Bunny found it. He's like, down, mine. You know when the genie came out?
Yeah.
Do that to your feelings. Just get them down there.
No.
Yes.
Stop sharing them with everybody.
Yes.
God, everybody else has them, too. We all have our own problems.
We can all empathize and come to a conclusion.
Not for that. For serious things, yes. For stress, for final exam week, sorry, you know what it's like? You have work due at work. It's Wednesday, and the boss put an extra thing on you, and it's due Friday. You don't have a cry closet. Just man up and do it. Sorry, Monica. Whatever. Person up and do it.
You were right the first time.
Yeah. It's just a cliche.
We got to take a break, but we'll get to some of these calls as soon as we get back. If you want to chime in.
We're going to let the Japanese invade us eventually. Then poor George stopped them in World War II.
They won't even have to invade us.
No, they're just going
to
walk in.
We'll drop the bomb on our own heads just to make their life easier.
Right.
Well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
We're just talking about the University of Utah and the cry closet they have right in the middle of the library. Which I was thinking about it.
That's the
library is like a perfect place. Like if you're stressed out from exams, you're already over in some corner behind a book stack at a desk by yourself doing your work anyway. Just relax. You don't have to cry, but like that's a good place to relax and get your act together. Maybe bring your little stuffed bunny in your backpack instead of having to go to the cry closet in the middle of the room in front of everybody.
Picture this one. Ring. Hello. Hey, Dad, it's Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on? What's going on? How's school? School's great, Dad. What are you doing at school? Grades good. Grades are good. You're not gonna believe what I just did. What'd you do, Jimmy? I did an art project and I created this thing where kids can go. We're putting it in the library, and kids can go in there and cry when they're stressed out. Wait, what? No, Dad. Listen, it's the kids will go. They get stressed out, so they're gonna go. It's a cry closet, and the kids will go in there and click. Dad.
Dad. Exactly.
Dad?
Yeah.
Maybe the dad supported him. Maybe the dad's like, okay, did you get it all out?
Yeah,
are you
okay? No, yeah, right.
I clearly don't have a dad.
Dad. First name Dial, last name Tone.
Right.
Sorry. Lou is on line 4. Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. I want to officially say thank you for making me feel old because the whole time I'm listening to you guys talk about this, all I keep thinking to myself is, I want to go there so badly and give these kids something to cry about.
Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about. That's what you're saying,
Luke? That's exactly what he's talking about.
And after you cry, get off my lawn. That's right. How many times did my mom say that to us?
They're painting us into this corner, Lou. This is, you know, I mean, we have no other way to react.
Surrender. Right. Just let it go. Let it be. Accept.
Paul's on line three.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I have three words: liberal, dumb, idiots. And this is what our problem is with our country, is liberals. And you know what? Thank God we have a president that doesn't put up with this nonsense. We just had one the last 8 years that has created all this. And they're raising a bunch of kids that are weak-minded. And life is not easy. You need to realize life is not easy. And if you're going to cry about everything and protest about everything and throw a tantrum like liberals, then this is what's going to happen.
Well, no, though. This seems like cry rooms are happening during the Trump administration and not the Obama administration. I'm just throwing it out there.
I feel like Paul was crying, too.
Because they can't.
Paul was crying.
Because they can't handle it, man. They can't handle that. It's, you know, things aren't going to be handed to them anymore.
And things are just a little more accepted and easy to go with the flow.
Go back to Univision.
Who?
Excuse me?
Trump's not putting up with you. Go to your cry closet, Monica.
I'm going
to
get catapulted, according to JP. So
I feel like, well, no, you came here legally.
I was born here, people. I have the paperwork.
Still,
I
need a full list. You better have papers.
I need a full list of your relatives, though.
They're all Guadalupe and Manuela.
Yeah.
You have a Manuela?
It's my grandma, yeah.
The one that had kids at 12?
Yeah.
Well, that put the conversation.
Get him out of here. Manuela is such a weird. What?
What were you going to say, JR?
Yeah, that kind of put the conversation to a halt.
Yeah, Manuela. Yeah.
Wow. Your grandma had kids at 12.
That's crazy.
I know, it's that weird you out big.
And she had a lot of them, right? From 12 to.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, Roger.
No, that's all right.
No, that should weird you out too, Monica. Your grandmother started having kids at 12.
I mean, that's just how it was back then. That illustrates the point.
No.
12 wasn't how it was.
12-year-old kids having babies was never the norm anywhere.
Right. What's 12 happened?
It's not.
Let's put it in perspective. What grade? You're like in 7th, 8th grade?
6th grade. Oh, God.
6th grade.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not even having a kid.
6th grade. Right.
6th
grade.
That's just not. Come on.
I don't even think you're dividing fractions yet.
Right.
I'm glad that it doesn't happen that way anymore, but I think people, that's how it was back then. It's just not the same now.
No. No.
12 wasn't the way it was. Like 16.
Your grandmother.
To get him out of the house, I don't have to feed him.
Is a news story.
She had 9 kids total, though. So at what age are you done being, like, from, like, age 12 to what, like, 20 or something? Or 21?
That has to be, like, in the Guinness World Book of Records somehow.
No.
If she had a kid every year, she's had 9 kids by 21. Do you understand that?
That's impossible. That doesn't even seem right.
I want you to hear that again.
I can't.
She could have possibly had 9 kids at 21.
What's she going to do the rest of her life? My God. She's got so much time.
Right.
She's a grandma by 28.
Don't ever think, because you're a smart woman. Little kooky sometimes, but you're a smart woman. You know that 12-year-olds having babies was never the norm or the way it was supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be. I don't think that's a good idea at all, and I feel bad, but I don't think it was a solo. She's not the only person in the world.
No, she's not the only person in the world, but she doesn't have a bunch of girlfriends. There was no church group to go talking to of like-minded individuals.
You're right.
I know I am.
Think of this. If she had her first baby at 12, when's the first time she was fooling around with somebody?
Right.
Poof.
7.
I don't know, but it could have been. When was her first kiss? Nursery school?
That's Mexican girls are just
the progression.
Imagine it was the first shot. Imagine it was the first shot fired, and she got pregnant at 12.
Oh, that would suck.
Maybe. Very possible.
She got
protection
screwed.
Was nowhere near as rampant as it is now.
Was she in America when she started having kids at 12, or was she on the other side?
No. She was born here, too. I think it was my great-grandparents that were born in Mexico.
My goodness. Wow. Boy, you are so legit down the line, huh?
I am 100, and it's all 100% too.
Did any of her sisters have kids at 12?
Now that's where it gets a little fuzzy. I don't. I, it, the, the The offspring is weird. I don't really
know. I kind of feel like we need to have your mom on again.
No.
Clarify the family tree.
I'll make up stuff. Stop. That's
all. You'd rather make it up as truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. That's enough of that.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, we don't want to put you through that again. Wow. Oh, goodness.
12.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I don't know what I would
do. So your daughter's like two years away from birthing a kid.
Year away.
Oh, wow.
This time next year, you could see a grandma. You could, yeah.
I would be...
Can you imagine?
In one of at least two, if not three, headline possibilities.
Yeah, no, right. You don't abandon her. What, are you going to just kick her out? No, you'll help her.
How many crimes are possible? One pregnancy.
Number one is my own suicide.
Oh, no.
Well, that'd be the last one you commit. Yeah.
Number two is murdering the perpetrator.
Okay.
And I don't care how old he is.
Right.
Well, you know, it's two to tango, yeah. So.
I understand that.
You would have to,
I'm not going to kill my daughter, though.
No, right.
Yeah, you would have to kill the guy first and then commit suicide, right? Obviously.
Well, no, I'm not doing all
JR,
of these.
JR, you got the order down. You're good.
I'm not doing all of these, but you are pretty sharp.
Very sharp. Yeah, I'm trying.
There's no ghost situation, no haunting. Is that what you're hit? I don't know what you're going to get.
Don't forget, you may have to also kill his father for having him.
Okay. There's no killing.
Like I said, I'm not doing all of these.
Can we just have a supportive environment for a situation that's not exactly pleasant, and let's make it as good as possible?
Do you think Manuela had a supportive environment?
No. She was bounced.
Here's the deal. At 12 years old, you cannot possibly support a child. So then there are a few phrases that I live my life by. Number one, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Number two, don't make your problems my problems. And I don't ask questions that I want answers to. Those three.
JP-isms. Right. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And which one applies to your daughter being pregnant in a year from now?
Don't make your problems my
problems.
There you
go. That's
but you it. Would have Jeez. To, JP. You can't abandon your pregnant 12-year-old daughter.
It would become your problem instantly because she's 12. Of course.
I understand this.
But this is horrible.
This is the worst discussion ever.
Oh, my God. It is horrible, isn't it? Back to Manuela. Imagine this. She's pregnant at 12.
Back to your whole grandmother.
Yeah. Check this out. She's not pregnant at 12 in these conditions. When was she alive? Like, when is she 12? Like, 1918?
I don't know.
So she's not around. There's no flush toilets. There's no getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom because she has to go 10 times to a bathroom that's even inside. There's... feminine products that are really awesome.
No, I don't know. Okay, so...
She's in a rough time here.
We didn't have indoor plumbing in 1919?
Well, I don't even know if it was that long ago.
I never
ago.
Heard my grandparents talk about not having indoor plumbing.
I would think a very recent immigrant at that time may not have. A lot of bathrooms were outside houses.
She wasn't an immigrant. She was born here.
But she was very poor.
Well, grandma was born here, too.
Very, very, very poor.
Right.
So.
What I'm saying is the conditions are horrible. A kid now at 12 has great conditions compared to Manuela, but she got through it.
I tell you what, that kid's not going to be in a cry closet. I got no window plumbing. Listen,
Manuela laughs at a cry closet.
If my biggest problem is taking five finals in 5 days, I'm doing all right.
Right?
You know? I ate boiled rocks with salt for dinner. I'm not worried about no freaking final exams. I wonder what exchange students think. Like, I wonder, you know, somewhere on that University of Utah campus, there are foreign exchange students.
Mm-hmm.
When that cry closet went up, especially if it's like a German kid, you know, those German kids were like calling, "Dad, listen, we could take this place over easy. Easy." You know, call that Merkel chick. We could make this, place ours in like 2 hours.
Merkel chick.
What's her name? No, not Merkel.
Yeah, Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel, yeah.
And then there's also a Merkel that's marrying the prince, right?
That's Meghan Markle.
Markle.
German American.
Hey, listen, the fact that I'm even in the ballpark is good.
That's impressive.
One was a chancellor, premier of Germany, whatever. One was on Suits. on USA.
I knew the difference.
It probably was the same.
Yeah, you guys make it sound like I got Merkel and Smith mixed up. You know, Merkel and Markle. Sorry.
Fantastic.
Do you stupid tongue.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.